Welcome into Poolside with Jaguars.com. JP Shadrick with Brian Sexton and John Osier. We're obviously not by the pool. We're a level up because Everbank Field's still recovering from Florida, Georgia. We'll be back there next week. We're halfway through the regular season. Eight games in now for this 2-6 team. What do we know about this Jags team this year?
Well, I feel like we've seen exactly what they are. I think they're a team that's going to struggle to put pressure on the quarterback, which means it's a team that's going to struggle to create turnovers. It's a team that's very good on offense at times and not so good at other times. It means they're inconsistent. And I think that's why you're seeing them play close games. I don't expect the close game thing to change. I expect seven or eight more games to decide in the fourth quarter. Can they start winning those? Can they start making those plays and grow up a little bit? You know, to me, that's the storyline of the season, but I don't think we're going to see a dramatic change in the personality of this team.
No, I know that they're a better team, a lot better team. I mean, I've said this over and over. Last year, they couldn't get a first down to save their lives. And look now, you know, they're moving the ball up and down the field against good defenses in tough situations. Yeah, they're turning the ball over too much. That's got to change. They're better, and they've just come through the really difficult part of their schedule. I mean, at this point now, they're getting some teams that are beat up, that have lost key players, or not very good teams compared to what they've seen. And I expect them to play better over the second half of the season. I expect them to win 5 of 8 games.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
I think 3 or 4 is a real possibility the way they're playing, because they are ascending and they're showing life, they're showing improvement, but it's still got to come down to, we saw against Buffalo them close a little bit. They've got to figure out a way to repeat that a little more.
At about 4 o'clock on January 3rd, that will be the end of the regular season after the Jags face the Texans here. What will we know about the team then at the end of the regular year?
Well, apparently they're going to be 9-7.
Well, no, if they win 5-2, they'd be 7-9.
Okay.
Apparently,
well,
John
apparently
needs to work
need
on the math side of things. No, I mean, I think what you'll know is that you've got an offense that you can really go forward with. I like T.J. Yeldon, and I wasn't certain about him when he came into the regular season, but he just keeps getting better and better. Look what they're doing on offense now. I mean, Blake Bortles is really showing some improvement, and the Allen brothers are doing exceptionally well. I think what you'll know is you've got an offense with Julius Thomas and Marquise Lee and Rashad Green added to those guys that can get better.
Well, I think what you're going to know is that they still have places that they need to improve. I don't think there's any question the defense is going to be a huge emphasis in the offseason. We're not talking about that yet, but I think that's where they're going to draft heavily. And I think Brian's right. You've seen that you have a core. Are there a couple of pieces on the offensive line that need to be upgraded, fixed?
Maybe.
Yes. Does Julius Thomas need to produce more? Yes. I think it's going to be fascinating in the second half of the season to see what he does. But you've got the Allens and Blake Bortles are a core that you feel like can score points. And in this league right now, you have to be able to score points.
You're talking about the core, Bortles and the Allen brothers. Well, this is only the 21st season of Jaguars football. That means there's really only one comparison to go with, and that's Brunell and Keenan and Jimmy. Are they going to be that good?
Well, it's such a different era that I hesitate to say that they will, just because we see numbers. Because Bortles is on pace to shatter the touchdowns record. Both receivers are on pace for 12 touchdowns. It's a little different. Those guys did it in a different era, and they scored touchdowns when it really mattered. But I do think they have a chance to be easily the best drafted, acquired as rookies core of skill players this team's ever had.
I think they do have the ability to do that. They're different. I mean, you can look at the numbers now. Clearly, I mean, Jimmy is a phenomenal football player. Doesn't get enough credit for what he was able to do. But, you know, look at the skill set of what Robinson can do going up and getting the ball and playing against one of the best corners in the game and having 122 yards. And I just continue to marvel at the route running and the footwork of Allen Hurns and his ability to get open. I think he's better than Keenan, you know, physically in that sense. And then you know, Mark Brunell was kind of a runaround quarterback, right? He was never a great pocket passer. And this guy is starting to look like he's going to be a really good pocket passer. His ability to hang in there and wait for things to develop impressed me in New York. So, yeah, I think they have a chance to be as good as those three.
In his second year, he's shown the ability to easily be the best quarterback this franchise ever had. He's not there yet.
Oh, no.
His potential is there. And everything we're talking about, it's still all about him.
We're talking about a guy who is just starting out. And Brunell was at this point, too. But he has got the moxie in the pocket that you need a young quarterback to have.
Sure. And you have an umbrella today because of the cloudy conditions here.
Always be prepared, JP.
That's a Boy Scout thing, right?
It is.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, I need to remind you, I am an Eagle Scout.
He's prepared, you're not.
Here, you hold this thing.
There you have it.
Next I didn't week, say it was perfect.
We'll be back at the pool for Poolside with Jaguars.com.